This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so welcome everyone. So this is the Middle East DNS Forum program committee call. Thank you for joining us. And my sincerest apologies for starting 5 minutes late. So we actually had a webinar for regional, so Middle Eastern actually, CCTLDs and IDN CCTLDs, and the webinar was quite informative and really rich in content. And so we ran out of time, and actually there was not much time for any Q&A. So this is the first call for the Middle East DNS Forum Program Committee, preparing for the 2018 Middle East DNS Forum that is going to take place in Ankara, Turkey, on the 25th and 26th of April. Of course, I'd like to thank you all for volunteering your time and expertise to actually have another successful Middle East DNS Forum. Of course, the objective of this call is to kind of roll back the four previous forums in terms of content, in terms of session formatting, and of course, the objective here, once again, is to develop a really good agenda for this year. One thing we are looking at is really to explore new things, maybe new formats for sessions, so rather than the usual panel discussions and the usual breakout sessions, we would like to explore if there can be new ideas or new formats to be explored. And of course, the other thing is to define the different topics that we would like to cover or see discussed during this year's Middle East DNS Forum. Of course, there have been some emails exchanged over the mailing list, and the content of those emails do show that some of us are at least in agreement on where we'd like to head. Just a quick remark that this year will actually mark the fifth edition of the Middle East DNS Forum. And so one other thing we are actually working on is kind of evaluating the success or the failure of the Middle East DNS Forum, if some people see it to be a failure. And hopefully we will take those recommendations on board in planning for maybe next year's Middle East DNS Forums or maybe cancellation. Of course, I'm not hinting at anything here. I'm just saying that we will need to evaluate the Middle East DNS Forum. One thing really worth mentioning here is that one of the key objectives for us as ICANN in having a Middle East DNS Forum is, of course, to kind of nourish the DNS industry in the region and maybe mobilize regional players. But one other objective for us is really to have new faces be more interested in ICANN and its work and maybe be more engaged in ICANN's policy development process. I'll stop there. I'll open the floor for all of you to chime in. Of course, I'm here to answer any questions you may have related to the past four forums. So actually, for the past four forums, I worked very closely on the logistics of the forum, and I acted as the secretariat of the forum. If you'd like to chime in, just please raise your hand so that everything is organized within the room. So, Nadira, you're first in line. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning or good afternoon, everybody. Can we start with the format? Because I could see Rafiq is in a rush. So we head forward to the suggestion of the format you proposed. So let's start from that point. Yeah, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, Nadir, I can hear you loud and clear.
So you proposed about the format, a little bit change of the, I could read from your proposed agenda of the type of the sessions, the panelists, but not a big change of what has been done, because what has been done is so good. I don't see any problem with that from my perspective. From the two sessions, from the two forums I attended myself.
Okay, thank you, Nadira. Glad to know that we are doing well. So maybe comments from others?
Assalamu alaikum. Good afternoon, everybody.
Walaikum salam. Go ahead, Bashar.
For the record. Yeah, just, you know, on the agenda on the diversity equity topics, maybe I've discussed it on the mirror list. Is about if we're having, you know, multiple concurrent sessions and about the number of attendees. You did share the number of attendees, and I think, you know, in the past two forums, the attendees has increased compared to the, you know, the original, the inception forum and the other forums. I think, you know, having, you know, multiple sessions of concurrent sessions could, you know, deviate the purpose of evaluating this year's forum, especially if there is a way to evaluate on the continuity of the forum in the next year or the next coming years. So if I may recommend, you know, focusing on multiple tracks, not to have concurrent. Yes, we have sessions back-to-back, and focusing on the topics which is related to the DNS. So the main forum concern is DNS in the Middle East. So if we're running into more, let's say, security or more in-depth specialized topics, it might be the main purpose of the forum. Plus, if the audience are, you know, general, like I compared in the previous forum, they might be not interested to attend these kind of things. Thank you.
Thank you, Bashar. Okay, Nadira, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to respond to Bashar because I'm with having these two tracks, like small workshops. This is kind of education for the newcomer. Like I'm talking about my experience. I started, in fact, my engagement with ICANN through the Amman DNS forum. And to me, the area of some of the sessions were so technical for me, I couldn't really follow. Then later when I engaged with ICANN, I start understand for a newcomers, for the first time, who not into the DNS industry working, it will be tough for them to be. So it's good to have these main sessions and the tracks for the newcomer and the continuation for the expert, the way I proposed it. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Nadira. Ahmed, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Fahd. Actually, I partially agree with Nadira that we need to cover for the newcomers, but it should be our design that we should start from the not very technical stuff and then going on to technical, because we are expecting to have a variety of audience. If we go to non-technical and we cannot satisfy the audience which is technical and which actually desires to have more knowledge from this forum, they may be they may lose their interest. And secondly, we actually need to look for the DNS business in this region. So we need to actually include more and more stuff for the DNS business. And Fahad was just talking about the failure or success of this forum. Actually, we need to look at several aspects, because there is a local host, there is ICANN, there is program committee, and there are basically participants. So everybody has its own perspective. So whenever we need to conclude whether it is a success or failure, we need to conclude all of these aspects so that we can actually evaluate whether it is a success or not. And especially we need to look from the ICANN point of view, whether they got any business after this forum in this region or not. So these are my points for that.
Yeah, thank you, Ahmed. So before I hand over the floor to the other three participants who have raised their hands, I just want to make one thing clear. So really, when whatever topic is to be suggested for the agenda, let's keep in mind that this is a DNS forum, and so the topics that will be put on the agenda must be related to the DNS industry in one aspect or another. Now, on the other side, it's not just a technical forum, as Ahmed had suggested, as Ahmed had conquered, but rather we are looking at some other aspects of the industry, such as the business and marketing, even the legal aspects of the industry. So we need to keep these issues in mind when we plan for the agenda. So next in line is Bashar. Bashar, go ahead.
Thank you, Mike. Just to clarify, my point, I didn't say that we don't want to have, the classification of topics like technical or non-technical. I totally agree with Nadira and Ahmed. Yes, it is a DNS forum, and we will cover, both topics. My experience with other similar forums, they do have a track of workshops and main technical, like, for example, MENOG. And they have the forum, which has general audience and the attendees. They have a high-level session, which is not deep technically specific. Like, for example, if you want to speak about the DNS tech or, for example, the rollover of the key, some topics could be generic or general for everybody. And we could have a track of workshops or sessions in the maybe afternoon. My main concern is not to overlap, let's say, having workshop running parallel with a session, and we will lose attendees going to the workshop, and they could be part of the DNS forum and, give valuable feedback, especially if they are technical, from the technical community, not the academia or the legal. They could have a great feedback to help the success of the forum. Separating the general audience from the technical is a good idea, but overlapping is my point. Just wanted to clarify, I'm not against of having, the focused technical workshops or having a general, let's say, session, but not to overlap for the sake of, not losing attendees to benefit from the entire forum. We might be limited with time, so we cannot have 3 days of workshops and then 2 days of the forum, but in general, we could, split the morning sessions with the afternoon sessions or something depending on the number of topics. And yes, of course, everything will be related.
Okay, thank you, Bashar. Wafa, you're next.
Yes, thank you, Wafa. Actually, to react with what is already said, I don't think that the DNS forum should be a newcomer. We already know what are the goals of the DNS forum. You already sent an email about that fact. And we know who we are targeting, which are registry, registrars, and I think perhaps yes, and user, yes. But I think here we have two main access that we should work on in this DNS forum. The DNS in itself in the Middle East and with reference to the study that we already have made, we know what are our problems. So we can work on that already. All we know that the DNS system has its governance system. It's how it's in their best practices in the governance of the DNS ecosystem, because we have two aspects, technical aspects, and I'm not meaning that we have to go through deep technical issues, but we can raise what are the best practices for the technical platform DNSs and share experience. We have also another problem, which is policies in the region, how we are governing the domain name. And it's a very important thing, because policies in the region, how we are governing domain names, is handling the Middle East industry, DNS industry in the Middle East. And also we need to raise the hot topics that we should be aware, like GDPR and the hot topics that Nadira proposed, very, very distinguished, very important topic that the community in the Middle East should be aware and know about that. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Wafa. Rafiq, you're next.
Okay, thanks everyone. What I'm observing is that we have different vision because where we are coming from and our different background. So maybe first a question here, if we want to kind of come an understanding, this is maybe for Fed. Do we have kind of term of reference regarding the DNS forum and any previous document describing what are the objective and what is the scope? So we should not reinvent the wheel and probably learning from previous experience. Another factor maybe to have in mind is the scale. What we are talking about when we are discussing the DNS forum, I think it's 2 days meeting, but how many people we are attending in the last 5 years? I mean, understanding from previous communication from Fed, it's around maybe 100 person. So are we expecting in this year edition that we are going beyond that, maybe attracting 300, 400, I don't know. And for that, we will have to do a lot of work in term of to publicize and promote and try to bring more people. So if maybe we have all this in mind, just we can really focus on the scope. Because also maybe another thing to check are there any data, Fahad, regarding the distribution of attendees from previous editions, so we can have a real understanding. Is it really mostly technical people? Are there, do we have so many newcomers and so on? From there we can have educated guessing on what we should do and not trying to maybe speculate. So this is maybe will help us and to move forward.
Okay, thank you, Rafiq. So in reply to your questions, so yes, I mean, speaking of the objectives, I mean, you can look at it as twofold objectives, really. We really have two main objectives. One is to really mobilize the industry players, let's say the internet industry as a whole, but with a full focus on the domain name industry. Now, the second objective here, again, as I mentioned earlier, is to actually raise awareness on ICANN and what ICANN does, and maybe have more people interested in the work of ICANN and its policy development process. So as you can see, it's really, one is for the region and the other is really for ICANN, the organization. Now, on your second question of stakeholder breakdown, it really is to depend, it is to differ from one forum to another. So if we go to Dubai, for example, Dubai had a lot of people from the private sector and from the CCTLDs. If you come to Amman, it was really a little different. Most people who registered for the Amman Forum in 2015 listed themselves as end users or civil society. 2016 in Tunisia, again, I mean, the majority of the people who attended listed themselves as civil society slash end users. Now in Cairo last year, it was a mix. So we had a good mix of people from the government, people from academia, and of course people from the private sector. Again, at the end of the day, I mean, and this is really my humble experience, sometimes the stakeholder grouping is really not reflective of what one person is. If a person just wants to make his or her life easier, they would just list themselves as civil society or end users, and really their main objective is to attend the forum. I'm not sure if this addresses the questions you put in the queue.
Thanks, Fahd. I think...
Sorry, go ahead, Rafiq. So Rafiq was before you, Sazan. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hello,
so,
everyone.
So,
Sorry, is it my turn? Sazan speaking?
No, so this is, so it's Rafiq's turn, Sazan. Sorry, my mistake. So Rafiq, it's Rafiq's turn and then it's you. So Rafiq, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Fahd. I think it was quite helpful regarding the objective. I think that gives us clear idea about the scope. For the breakdown, as you said, maybe it's not that, final, but if we can maybe have some guessing what we are expecting, what is our target audience in Ankara, it will be really helpful in terms of setting the agenda. And what I'm seeing that by you are describing from the last five forum, it doesn't seem that we have that many technical people, so that maybe respond to what was suggested in the beginning of the discussion. So.
Yeah, so that's a good point, Rafiq. So one thing I really should have mentioned earlier is that usually before each forum, we do outreach. The outreach could be something on the ground, like we did in Dubai and in Amman and, of course, in Cairo. Or we would usually utilize community members to help us do some good outreach. So that was the case in Tunisia. And you were a good example where we reached out to you and asked for your help. And of course, Wafa is the same since she was part of the local host team. So we do outreach. We try to reach out to as much relevant stakeholders as possible. We would reach out to businesses that are more or less in the domain name industry. We would reach out to the CCTLD, even entrepreneurs and SMEs who might see some value in maybe becoming the next GoDaddy of the region. We would reach out to civil society and have them on some of the discussions taking place. So, as, of course, academia, especially if we would have done academic outreach in those countries, we would reach out to participants of different workshops and just invite them to the forum. On your point on technical community, yes, I would agree that the DNS forum hasn't attracted as much technical people as one would expect. But again, that boils down to what you describe yourself. So if you are from a CCTLD, you can either describe yourself as a technical community person, or you can say, well, I work for the government. The same applies to registrars. Registrars can either be technical or they can be businesses. But yes, I mean, I wouldn't say that the forum has attracted really high-tech people, because again, it's not the venue for just technical discussions. It's really a mixture, and even when people want to talk or dive into technical discussions, they try to keep it to the surface as much as possible, because not everybody in the room is a technical person. And of course, at the end of the day, we don't want people to start feeling bored from the different discussions. So moving on, I'll just hand over the floor to Sezen. Sezen is from the BTK, the ICT Authority in Turkey, and she's our local host. Sezen, it's your turn.
Okay, thank you, Fat. I hope everyone can hear me clearly. I think it will be useful to give some information about potential audience. First of all, Ankara is the capital of Turkey, as you know very well, I'm sure. So we have many public agencies here, and we are expecting many participants from public agencies. This is the first thing. I think industry is mostly based in Istanbul, but as the regulator, we have the power to invite them to Ankara. For example, we will invite mobile and network, fixed network operators, ISPs. Also, hosting service providers are registered within the BTK system, because some of them provide also domain name services as well, as you know. So we can reach registrars as well. And also Ankara, there are many universities, so I believe we can reach university students and academia also. In short, I'm pretty confident that we will have a high number of participants, and invitation letters signed by our chairman will be powerful enough, I believe. So that's all for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Ahmed, you're next.
Yeah, actually, this is very important that how we attract people from different stakeholders. And we actually cannot look for the ICANN to attract people because they have some limitation. They knew very few people from that particular country. So in that case, role is more important from the local host. Actually, local host can help us in gathering more diverse community which have interest in the DNS business, and they can invite telecom and IT industry, and they can actually attract some policy development process people, and they can attract some researchers from the academia who are actually working for the DNS industry. So the role is very much important of the local host as far as the participant is concerned. So I would request Susan actually to look for the most diverse sort of participant for this forum.
Okay, thank you, Ahmed. So one update I can really share with all of you. So both Ahmed and myself were in Istanbul last week. We had some work at the office, and we decided to utilize the rest of that week to actually do some engagement. Of course, Istanbul is a one-hour flight from Ankara. That's where most of the businesses are. So we did speak to a couple of people. We did hear some thoughts and ideas from them. They provided us with some good feedback. So one of our meetings was with the .Istanbul registry. So the city of Istanbul actually has a geographic GTLD by the name of .Istanbul. And of course, they also have .IST, which is the three-letter code for Istanbul. And they were interested actually in the forum. They were interested in attending it. They did show initial interest in sponsoring it. And of course, they are interested in a session on geographic TLDs, where other city TLDs actually be part of the system and share their experience. They also suggested a breakout session or some kind of a gathering with their registrars. The discussion with .Istanbul was really useful. We also had meetings with the different mobile operators in Turkey. Of course, we were successful in only catching hold of one of them, and the remaining two, we exchanged a couple of emails with them. And of course, with all the stakeholders we engaged, we shared a note that there is this upcoming Middle East DNS Forum. We'd like you and your teams to be involved. And if you show certain interest, or if you have really certain topics that you think would be relevant to the forum, we are happy to receive them. Of course, we also spoke to a couple of ICANN-accredited registrars. So actually, Turkey has six ICANN-accredited registrars. Four of them are based in Istanbul. And so we have started that outreach. We are actually planning on another outreach in Ankara somewhere towards the end of this month or maybe the first week of April. Of course, this is still work in progress. We are yet to develop a concrete agenda. And of course, with ICANN 61 starting next week, we still don't have very clear plans on what we anticipate to do in Ankara. Again, it could happen. It could not happen. And of course, we'll be working very closely with our local host, BTK, for all of that. And of course, Ahmed mentions in the chat, he says this is very important and interesting to attract regional registries. So, yes, we are extending invitations to everyone. So this is the Middle East DNS Forum. So anybody who is from the Middle East or maybe from outside the Middle East but has interest in the domain name industry within the region is more than welcome to attend. Of course, the attendance is open to anyone, and it's free of charge. And so anyone can just register online and attend the forum. So, yes, we will be targeting registries, registrars, even end users where possible, legal firms who are into UDRP and TMCH or other legal aspects of the DNS industry, academic students, SMEs, startups. I mean, you just name it. People who have some interest in the DNS industry or maybe have a broader interest in the internet ecosystem overall. We had a couple of press releases actually in some of the Turkish media recently, and people started connecting with me on LinkedIn, and they started actually sending me inquiries about the forum and how they can participate. So we have been receiving inquiries also from domainers, people who invest in domain names, to actually be part of the forum. So yes, I mean, the message is going out. We're trying to mobilize as much of a relevant community as possible. And of course, the forum is an attraction for people outside of the Middle East. One thing I also just remembered that is worth mentioning. So Turkey is a country where people in Eastern Europe and let's say the southern central parts of Europe actually do have interest in, because they see that Turkey, the Turkish economy and their economies are similar. So when we talk about such events, these events attract them, especially if it's in the English language. In fact, from our past experiences of doing the Turkish DNS forum, which we've already done 3 times, we would actually see some participants, very few, I mean, you can count them with your fingers, but they do actually come from Eastern Europe and the southern eastern parts of Europe to attend the forum. So yes, we are trying to mobilize the relevant community. I'm not going to say the entire community, but the relevant community. Of course, we are also thinking ways of encouraging people from within the Middle East to attend. Of course, Turkey is always a lucrative place. It's a place where people actually like to travel and visit. I'm a huge fan of Turkey myself, so needless to say. So yeah, I mean, these are some of the efforts that we are working on. We will actually be in full force probably after ICANN 61 in Puerto Rico. And yeah, I'll just stop there. So any other comments? So do we want to maybe answer 2 questions? So the first one is, would we like to see new session formats during the forum? So in one of my emails, I said that in the past forums, we had panel discussions where you would have a moderator and up to 4 panelists. And of course, then we also would conclude the forum with breakout sessions covering different aspects of the industry. This year, we are looking into having maybe someone who would provide, let's say, a keynote speech or maybe a presentation on a very key or hot topic, and then maybe have a small panel of 1 or 2 people who can debate the discussions that or the presentation that was made, and then maybe open the floor for people to, again, interact with the panelists and the presenters. So that's one thing we are looking into. The idea of breakout sessions is obviously something that people are interested in, whether some of the PC members or even some of the other people that we spoke to. So would anybody see any other formats that we can maybe investigate or explore for this forum?
Fahad Bashadir. Okay,
so Bashar, we can't hear you, by the way. We can't hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, can you maybe raise your voice a little bit?
I thought it's not enabled. Can you hear me now?
Yes, this is much better, at least to me.
Yes. Now, just to clarify regarding the agenda, now we're trying to work on the forum agenda plus the workshops that will be dedicated for KEL and the interested either newcomers or, you know, technical students or any other related, workshop focused technologies, right?
Yes, indeed. So, yeah, the session formats, I mean, regardless of what the agenda would include, and that's our second discussion item. Would we like to see a new or maybe explore new session formats?
So I don't have any comments on the session formats. As long as they don't overlap, I'm very concerned about the overlapping because of the attendees. But what I just heard from you, it seems that you know the interest will be a lot much bigger. The invitations, the community seems much larger and accessible in Turkey. So I'll leave it for others to comment on the agenda items.
Okay, thank you, Bashar. And actually, I'm reading some of the comments written in the chat pod, so I apologize. I'm unable to multitask and keep an eye to the chat pod all the time. So to your question, Nadira, on translation, so yes, we will be having, we always have translation. So this time in Turkey, we will be having English, Turkish, and Arabic live translation. So that will be available. And to your point on the new session format that was suggested, which is a key speaker and then an open discussion, that is noted. Okay, Ahmed, you're next.
Yeah, actually, coming back to the agenda format, it really depends if we can gather some sort of audience which have different interests and manage in different rooms, because if we can gather around 200 and 150 to 200 people, then we can actually distribute to different rooms. And if we cannot attract so much audience, then we have to gather them in one room, and we have to in the agenda for their interest. So, as by my opinion, the previous agenda, especially for the Amman one, was good, that we had 1.5 days for panel discussion and then breakout sessions. And if as Nadira and Rafiq have suggested that we need to experiment the breakout sessions, then we really actually need to have expert moderate that session with that participant, and we actually need really good number of participants for that session. And in the, your expense will also increase because you need more room for that separate sessions.
Okay, thank you, Ahmed. Rafiq, you're next.
Okay, thanks, Fed, for the suggestion. So, here asking more how you really see this this new format. So, we have a keynote and then two panelists to make a presentation or discussion. So I think one is not a concern, but something to have in mind is about the time management. Because depending on the person, the keynote can be quite long, and then you have two panelists to discuss. So the question here for us, are we expecting to have more interactive sessions that we are to try to elicit more comment and a question from the audience, or we are kind of aiming for more like a lecture, kind of lecture session that we give a lot of time to the speaker so they can present the topic and maybe elaborate more. So the question here is how the moderation will be done and ensuring that there is a balance between the time spent in the presentation or the discussion and getting a comment and the question from the audience. Because I think it will be challenging anyway, knowing our region and, you know, maybe people don't feel that comfortable or confident enough to ask a question. So this is maybe we should have in mind.
Okay, thank you, Rafiq. So to your point, yes, I mean the session can have a moderator where the moderator would say, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. or Mrs. X. And the presentation will be about so and so. And of course, the presentation would not exceed 30 minutes. And then, of course, we will have one or two panelists who will debate the presentation. And again, their discussion would not exceed maybe 30 minutes. And then finally, it is open for the floor to debate. In some instances, a moderator would say, okay, let us break it down into 15 minutes for the panelists to debate and then open the floor for 15 minutes and then return it back to the panelists for another 15 minutes. And then finally, another 15 minutes will be provided to the floor once again. So that really depends on the moderator. But yes, to your point, it will be time managed, and definitely there will be a moderator or a master of session. I mean, whatever name you want to provide or use. So yeah, that will be there, and time management is definitely something that we do keep in mind, and that's why we are actually limiting the number of panelists, let's say, in panel discussions to maximum four. And this is one of the things we have experienced and kind of learned over the years organizing this forum. So yes, I mean, I think we had a good discussion on the format of the sessions. Of course, if anybody has any further ideas, please feel free to share them on the mailing list. I mean, we will not consider this as a concluded discussion. No, let's keep the discussion going. Now, the second item that that would be worth covering during this call is, let's say, agenda items. And here, really, we are not talking about diving deep into the specifics. But again, there were a couple of emails exchanged. I contributed, Nadira contributed, and Ahmed contributed, and, of course, many others on the program committee contributed. So I think, more or less, we were in agreement on a number of topics. So from an ICANN's perspective, the hot topics today at ICANN are GDPR, KSK rollover, the work of the SSAC when it comes to security and stability of the domain of the unique identifier systems, such as usage of emojis or even SSAC advice, or even maybe the Avalanche project. And of course, these are the hot. And of course, finally, there is the KSK rollover, which is another important and hot topic happening at ICANN. And then, of course, we had other discussions from other PC members talking about content across the lines of maybe CCTLD governance or IDNs, universal acceptance. Of course, there was also some discussions on the different breakout sessions, maybe technical track, a business track, a legal track. So let's brainstorm together overarching topics that could be covered during the forum, and maybe after the call we can just summarize them in one email. Maybe we can continue the discussion on them, or maybe we can also dive into the specifics and start planning for these sessions. So I'll open up the floor to hear your thoughts on this. Okay, Wafat, go ahead. Wafat, we can't hear you.
Yes, yes, of course, you have to speak about hot topics during this Middle East Dinner Forum, but I'm brainstorming with you today. I'm thinking why we can't also speak about some interesting policies that were being discussed in ICANN, and we should be in as Middle East members. Like, for example, the Track 5, country and territorial domain names, like, for example, the CCPDP retirement, that we should be aware of it and speak about it. I'm just brainstorming with you.
Okay, thank you, Wafa. I mean, that's a good point, but probably one thing we need to keep in mind is that when we plan for any of the sessions, maybe we need to keep in mind that we should answer one question: is this topic relevant? Would this topic be of relevance to the entire audience, or would it just be relevant to specific audience? So maybe, for example, in the case of retirement of some of the country codes, I think this is a topic that is more relevant to CCTLDs. Now, if you find in the room 5 or 6 CCTLDs attending, probably it could be of interest to those, and probably in most instances, if a CCTLD is not interested in this topic simply because there is no such thing as retirement for this CCTLD, they just find that the topic is obsolete and is of no interest. Of course, I'm not saying that, I'm not bringing down this idea. I'm just saying that this is one of the things we have actually experienced in the past, where if you actually include a topic that is just of interest to a certain segment of the audience, the forum kind of becomes boring to others. Nadira, go ahead.
Can I react to your response?
So let's give the floor to Nadira, and then I'll get hand over the floor to you.
Yeah, in a way, the topic kind of summarized over the email thread, but the most important to consider the majority of audience, as we spoke in the start of this meeting, and I think Suzanne's input was important because that's what the audience are expected to hear, and everybody kind of agreement of what we are hearing. But my point also, because for we have to work with the opening the speech, and because we have to kind of it goes smoothly, not to have a big gap what being this spoken sometimes like public like the opening speech. Sometimes it happens to be irrelevant to the topic, to the forum itself. So anyway, we have to be careful of how we work, and we have to work like the heavy work will be from the host perspective. That's my anyway. We have to be careful to tailor the most of the topics being discussed into that direction. That's my only point for now.
Okay, thank you, Nadira. Wafa, back to you.
Yes, I want to react to what Nadira already said. I don't think it's a one-way forum. It's not only about what the audience want to hear, but it's also about what we want to deliver. We have some objectives to meet, and we need to deliver based on these objectives. That does not mean we don't care about what they want to hear. We will do it in the both ways, not on the only one way, I think. But the reaction to what you already said, Fahd, I said as example policy, I said this is deep of retirement as an example, but you could choose some policies that such as each stakeholder. Anyway, it was an idea, and I was brainstorming with you.
Okay, thank you, Wafa. Rafiq, you're next.
Thanks, Wafa, Nadira, for this discussion about policy topics. So I heard suggestions like geonames, which is related to GTLD. I understand that we may want to discuss those topics, and because that's happening already in ICANN meetings, but most important, they are conducted in working groups. However, if we want to go in that path, we need to think in how we will handle those kind of discussion, because we really need subject matter. Something like geonames is not that straightforward. This is question for us. Can we get, like, for example, someone from GNSO policy staff to come? Can we get, people from the work track 5 to participate and so on. So if we want to discuss GTLD policy, that's fine, but we need to factor other things and when we make those decisions. So, and also how we will introduce this topic, because even like your names, it took some time to introduce and to explain the background, because it's not just starting now. It's coming really from even the beginning of the new GTLD program. So.
Okay, thank you, Rafiq. So to your point, yes, we can bring in GNSO staff or any of the other SOAC staff members or relevant staff members. So in Cairo last year, we had Amr Sadr with us, where he provided a brief on the different PDPs that are taking place. Taycan, I'm not going to comment on how the session was looked in, looked at, but yeah, I mean, we did do this last year. Bringing in community members or leaders of working groups, yes, that is also possible, as long as it remains controllable, in a sense of flying in a reasonable number of people. But I think one thing we also need to keep in mind is that if we are really looking at flying in such people, we may want to let's say, have a draft agenda or even a list of potential speakers and just ask them to save the date and maybe bring to their attention that, yeah, we might need you, and if you are able to book your agenda, that would be good. So, yeah, I mean, one thing in the past, one issue we have experienced in the past is that people usually would like to have some lead time in planning for their travels. And if you ping them 1 or 2 weeks before the forum, or even 3 weeks, chances of having them available is quite slim. So, yeah, let's keep that in mind as well.
So, Fahad, shall I start?
Yeah, go ahead, Ahmed. Sorry, I didn't see your hand. Apologies. Yeah, go ahead.
Actually, very good points have been discussed. And just one addition that we need to actually include IDNs, because Turkey is using Latin script, and they have different character, and everyone love to have their domain name in their own language. So IDN will help in that session in two ways, that it includes that one is the Arabic IDN and then the Latin script. So both Arabic script and IDN would be, and Latin would be interest for them, because they actually know both these scripts. And of course the universal acceptance is allied to IDN. So my suggestion is to include IDNs and universal acceptance.
Thank you, Ahmed. Noted. So any final comments or questions or remarks before we wrap up the call? We did start late a little bit, and I'll be happy to compensate for the time. Nadira, you're next.
My point exactly, we try to have a time frame to finalize the agenda. Let's say that's the agenda topic, and from there to move forward, reaching out for expert matters. I'll leave that up to you, Fahed, in a way, because you can, you are expert in logistics and the time-wise and how the responses for people to, how long they need to respond, and all that matters. So the sooner we come up with a finalized the agenda content and the session content itself, we are more into track. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Nadira. So, I mean, if we just move backwards a little bit, so the forum starts on the 25th of April, and then having a inviting community members or even funding travelers would need time, so sometimes it's good to give maybe a one-month lead time, especially to those who need visas. So, yeah, I mean, if we can have a draft agenda by the end of March, and maybe a draft list of potential speakers and panelists, I think that would be very helpful in securing the people we want and covering the topics that we would like to see on the agenda.
Thank you. That would be great. Like not even draft. Like it's better to have by the end of March to have the whole agenda ready.
Well, I mean, I think you're traveling to ICANN 61 in Puerto Rico, so I'm sure you'll be busy this week and next week. So I wouldn't be very...
I am now there.
Oh, okay, there you go. So if you have the time, yes, please, let's work together. So any final remarks? Okay, so hearing none, I'd like to thank you all for the call. So one last thing I'd like to ask everyone. So shall we have the next meeting? Shall I circulate a Doodle poll for a meeting in 2 weeks' time? So maybe the week after ICANN 61?
Yeah, that would be great, yes.
Okay, so I'll circulate another Doodle poll, and we'll try to fix a call once every 2 weeks, based on the poll that will be circulating. So yes, I'll do that as a next step. Okay, thank you everyone. It was good to talk to all of you. Thank you for the very productive call. So once the call concludes, I will share with you minutes of meeting, and I will also share with you the call recording for any referencing. Thank you so much, and have a good evening, or even maybe a good morning to you, Nadira. Thank you all.
Thank you all.